Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
11, right? I guess. Yeah.
It's 11. All right.
Promptly at 11 Tuesday, the doors were opened and crowds of treasure hunters and antique gatherers flooded in. Among them was Dina Persico, an 8th grade government teacher. For $20, she snagged a couple of signs that once stood outside the House chambers.
Instead of telling a kid to turn their cell phone off, I can put up a sign from the General Assembly that says, "The use of cellular telephones is prohibited in the House chamber. Violations of this rule shall be punishable as prescribed by the House Rules Committee, your teacher, and your building principal." And I think it's just going to be a lot more fun to have all this General Assembly memorabilia in my classroom than, you know, posters and stickers.
Upstairs, the plush corner office of the House Speaker has already been emptied. Looking out over Capitol Square is Joe Caffarella. He's here to snag anything he can get a hold of. Leather chairs, granite countertops.
They need to be taken out and actually looked at and lived another life instead of just a wrecking ball coming in and crashing down on these things.
At the same time, he's hoping to strike himself a deal.
Yeah, we're going to try and haggle, you know, as best as possible since the taxpayers technically already paid for this once. I don't want to have to pay for it twice.
Local governments and state agencies got the first pick of things Monday. Anything left over will go to a state warehouse before the building is demolished in January. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.